Okay, we were in the middle of Dror Yikra. If we recall, we saw the first paragraph was about how Hashem protects us and preserves us if we keep Shabbos. And the second paragraph already dealt with the Geula, how Hashem should seek out rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash and implant us in Eretz Yisrael and save us. We're up to the third paragraph. Duroch pura betoch batzra v'gamba v'lasher gavra netot sarai be'afi avra. Shema koli biyom ekra. Also, there's a rhyme scheme. Everything ends with ra. And there's the regular meter, right? De roch pura be toch batra ve gam bavel a, which is a chataf, so it's like sher gavra, nit tot sarai be af ve'evra. The ve'e is combined in order to in our nusach, in order to squeeze it in. Shit, makoli be yom ekra. Okay, what's it saying here? De roch pura be toch batra is a reference. De roch, means to step on, to squash. The pura is really a reference to a wine press, a press. B'toch batzra and batzra, this referring to Yeshaya Perek Samach Gimel. We also were familiar with this from other Zmiros and from Anim Zmiros, right? Tzach v'yadom lilvusho adom. Lilvush is only found in Yeshaya Samach Gimel. Pura b'darcho, Droch pura b'vo me adom. That when it's referring, Yeshaya is prophesying about the future Geula and how Hashem will smite our enemies. He has Hashem saying like Mize ba me adom chamutz begadimi batzra, right? And he says pura derach b'vadi. Who is this gibor, this hero, coming from? And his clothes are all red, as if he's just squished all the grapes in the wine press and squished all the red wine on him. And in fact, what it means is not the wine press, but Hashem has, has crushed our enemies. And where does he come from? Edom and Batzra. Batzra is the capital of Edom. And Edom represents our greatest enemies. So it means deroch pura, to like crush them, like you crush the grapes in the wine press, meaning to really pulverize, literally to pulverize our enemies. Betoch Batzra in Batzra. The Gam Bavel Asher Gavra, and likewise Bavel, who became powerful, Hashem should crush them. Here, the Bavel thing is very tricky. None of our Zmiros ever talk about defeating Bavel. Who's Bavel? I know Bavel is the place of contemporary Iraq, is Bavel, right? But but you never hear them talking about Bavel. Like, you never hear in the time of Chazal. Jews lived in Babel. You haven't been talking about the evil Babylonians, and you never heard the Rishonim talking about the evil Babylonians. You know, who's it's always Edom we're against. Okay, but we're talking about now. So why is Dunash ben Labrat throwing in Babel? So this is a little tricky. Some of the Mepharshim say, well, he meant the Christians and the Muslims. So the Christians are obviously Batzra, which is Edom. And the Muslims are Bavel, because he learned by Rav Sadia Gaon in Bavel, which is a big, even though he also lived in a Muslim country in Spain. But he calls Bavel, maybe that's where he saw the strongest Muslims. And what he means is get the Edomim and get the Yishma'ilim. La'asad lava, Hashem will defeat them both. It's a little funny, because we don't find in the Paitanim that Bavel is an expression for the Muslims. So if you look in the Gniza fragments, there are a few fragments of the Cairo Gniza, at least three decently complete copies of Dror Yikra, and two of them I can read easily. One of them says right here, I'll read it to you, Duroch pura betoch batzra v'gat be'edom asher gavra. Not v'gam bavel, but v'gat be'edom. And the other one here says, it's a little trickier, but here it has ra betoch batz, so two letters, taf be'edom. Obviously, v'gat be'edom, right? So it's missing, but clearly, it seems that it could very well be that he was just echoing the lashon of Yeshaya. Yeshaya says, mize ba me'edom chamotz v'gadim batzra. He used the double lashon of Edom and Batzra to both mean the Edomim, the country and the capital. And it could be that he was just echoing the lashon of Yeshaya Navi. He says, d'roch pura betoch batzra, pur and batzra, v'gat, a gat is a wine press, is pura, be'edom. It's just parallel to Pura B'toch Batzra. He was just saying it twice in parallel language, like the Navi Yeshaya did. And therefore, he just meant Edom in both of them. That's probably likely to be the original Girsa, that he was echoing Yeshaya, saying, it doesn't even mean he had in mind specific Edomites in his days. It means he was Ekman Lashon of Yishayah. It means the enemies of the Jewish people. That's where the enemies of the Jewish people in Yishayah. So he says, Deroch Pura B'toch Batra, V'gat Be'edom. And Be'eh of the Be'edom would have to count as one syllable, but that's allowed if you need Asher Gavra. And then what happened is all the printers in the Christian country said, well, Batra, I don't know what Batra is. It's some, I don't know, the city in Jordan or something, but Edom, we know, means us, the Christians. So they were afraid the Christians wouldn't let them print this, so they were afraid of anti-Semitism. So they changed it to Bavel, which wouldn't offend anyone if they changed it to Bavel. But probably the original Gersa is the Gat be'Edom Asher Gavra, and he's using a double lashon of smiting Edom, and not necessarily because he was against particular goyim in his days, just because in Tanakh, that's usually the example of the enemies of the Jewish people. Asher Gavra, well, to have the rhyme with Batzerah, who became powerful. I mean, they became powerful, but Hashem will pulverize them. Netot sarai ba'afevra. Netot is to destroy. Ravinitat stemet et mizbechotam in Parshat Re'eh, I think. Sarai, my enemies. Sar. Ba'afevra, with anger and fury. Shema koli b'yomekra. Right, hear my voice, says in Tehillim, right, that the pasuk Shema Hashem Koli Akra, so Shema Koli B'yom Akra, when I call out, Hashem should hear me and save me from my enemies. The next pasuk is also referring to the Geula. It's interesting, there are four stanzas of Geula. It says six stanzas of song, a stanza of Shabbos, four of Geula, and one of Shabbos. The Geula ones is like, good for us, bad for our enemies, good for us, bad for our enemies. Derosh no vivi olam yivi os yesha say yimin, etasa reik besok karmi, sheisha as b'nei ami is all about us. Derosh per betoch batzorah is about smiting our enemies. Now comes about us. Elohim tein b'midbar har, this is based on a pasuk in Yeshayah Mem Aleph. It says, Hashem will make in the midbar, he'll make the desert flourish. In the Geula, right? He'll make Eretz Yisrael, which is the desert, flourish. And it says, he'll make Eretz shita hadas et shemen, berosh tidharu tashur. He mentions a lot of trees. So four of the trees he mentions, he says here, Elokim tein b'midbar, Hashem put in the har of the midbar, the desert, desolate mountain, hadas shita v'rosh tidhar, four species of trees that grow in Eretz Yisrael. V'lamaz here, v'lan is har, and for those who warn others to keep the Torah, and those who are careful themselves to keep the Torah, meaning for all the Jewish people who influence others and who keep the Torah themselves, shalom imtein k'mei nahar. That's a pasuk. It's in it's not in the Haftorah, but in Shai Memches, it says, Luik shavtel sosai, if you keep the mitzvos, v'hi kan nahar shlomech. Your peace, your well-being will be flowing like a great river. So it says, who's Luke Shaftin Litzosai, listening to the mitzvah, says, Lama's here, V'lan is higher, those who influence others to keep the mitzvahs, and those who keep the mitzvah themselves. Hashem will give us shalom and tank, Kamein Ahar, give us peace and all the good things, like a rushing river. The next paragraph goes back to our enemies. It says, Hadoch Kamai Elkana. Notice these two paragraphs, Elokim Tain and Hadoch Kamai, don't have the acrostic of Dunash, but they still have the rhyme scheme in the meter. Elokim tein b'midbar har. It's a pata. It's a chata pata. So it's like a shvat. Elokim tein b'midbar har. Ha. Dashita. B'rosh tit har. Sorry. Next one. Hadoch kamai. The hadoch is really a shvat. It's a chata patach. Hadoch kamai. Crush. My, like dicha of when you crush spices, etc. Hadokam, I crush my those who rise up against my enemies. Kel kana, Hashem, who is vengeful. Bimog levav, with melting of their heart, like you'll scare them, they'll melt their heart. Uva megina, I'm with megina. We're not sure what megina means, but we know it's something bad that happens when people are crushed, because it says in Echa, tein lahem megina slave, talos chalahem. The end of Echa, we say, you should now punish your enemies, give them megina slave. So it's a machlok, as Rishonim in Echa, in the first of an Echa, what it means, but it might mean, most Rishonim, I think, say it comes from Yagon, right? Megina from Yagon, meaning, b'mogli vav, with melting the heart of Amgina, and give them a lot of sadness. V'narchiv peh unamalena, and we will open our mouths wide, unamalena, fill our mouths, but not fill our mouths, meaning with food and drink, fill our mouths with praise of Hashem, right? When our enemies are crushed, l'asid lavo, we'll open our mouths and fill it with praise of Hashem, l'shonenu l'cha rina. Our tongues, our mouths, will sing praises to you, to Hashem, meaning in the future, right? When Hashem defeats our enemies and redeems us, we will be full of praise for Hashem. The last stanza gets back, is actually interesting. If you look at who the piyut is talking to, there's six stanzas. The first and sixth are talking in the second person to us, right? What does it say? The first stanza says, D'ror yikra levein abbas. Hashem is the third person. But Ne'im Shimchem v'lo yishbas, your name will be great. Shavu v'nuchu, you rest on Shabbos. The sixth paragraph is also talking to us. De'ei chachma l'nav shecha, no chachma for yourself, etc. Shemor mitzvah, keep the mitzvos. The middle four paragraphs are talking to Hashem. are Dirosh Navivili, Hashem seek out Diroch Pura, Hashem crush them, Hadoch Kamai Kelkana, Elokim Tain, not Yitain, but Tain. So the middle four paragraphs are talking to Hashem in second person. The first and sixth are talking to us in second person. Why? It actually makes a lot of sense. The first and sixth are about keeping Shabbos. That's the frame. The frame is you keep Shabbos, there'll be a tremendous Geula, keep Shabbos, because it'll lead to that Geula. The middle four paragraphs are about the Geula. Ultimately, who's responsible to bring the Geula, the middle fourth paragraphs? Who's responsible to redeem us and to crush our enemies, etc.? That's Hashem's Achrayus. It's Hashem's Achrayus, Lasad Lavo, that He will redeem us. So we talk to Hashem. Whose responsibility is it to keep Shabbos, though? That's not Hashem's Achrayus, that's our Achrayus. So the first and sixth paragraph are talking to us, like the Paitan, the singer, is the author is talking to us, because it's our responsibility to keep Shabbos. The middle four paragraphs are Hashem's Achrayus, so he's talking to Hashem. And it's interesting the way it's framed, right? Meaning, Hashem is the Achrayus to redeem us, but ultimately, what's the brackets of that Achrayus? We keep Shabbos, right? And that's the context in which we do our responsibility. If we do our responsibility, then Hashem will fill in the middle and redeem us. The last stanza is very interesting. Again, it has a rhyme scheme. De'echa chamal l'naf shecha, v'chate l'ro shecha, in sermon tzvak kido shecha, shemor shabbat kod shecha, all shecha. And it also has the proper meter. De'echa chamal l'naf shecha, no chachma for your souls. You should learn chachma. I mean, here it's telling us do more than keep Shabbos. Just learn chachma. A lot of the achronim are medayik from this, that on Shabbos is a day when, since you're free from making money and working and everything else, you can learn more Torah and have more chachma in your soul. That may be part of the theme of Shabbos is, I mean, it's not a chiddush to us, right? But part of the theme of Shabbos is not just to rest and not just to recognize that Hashem created the world, but if we take a break from all our gashmius activities, we can have more chachma and more Torah and more ruchnius. So we should know chachma ourselves. V'cheter l'roshecha. And it will be a crown for our heads. It means chachma is a crown on us. That's based on a pasuk in Mishlei. Yudalid says, we should have a crown of das, right? If we really learn chachma, that chachma is a crown. It's glorious that we become people with chachma. Nitzor mitzvah kedoshecha. Nitzor is the guard. The mitzvah of kedoshecha. Who's kedoshecha? Kedoshecha is Hashem. We should keep the mitzvos of our Holy One, of Hashem. Shemor Shabbat, in the end, is Shemor Shabbat. Kodshecha, here it's a little tricky. We don't have in the Gneza fragments, they don't really go to the end. We don't have that part. But it's a little tricky because Kodshecha only has three syllables. It should have four syllables. So some people say this should really be Kedoshecha and the previous one should be Elokecha. Some people say this should be Likodshecha. But it's all speculation. We don't really know. So we're not sure in that last word. It only has three syllables. It's a little funny. It should have four syllables. But in any case, clearly, the basic idea is there. We should keep Shabbat Kodshecha, which is our holy Shabbat. If you wanted to look at this on a slightly deeper level, it's just interesting that if you look at what's special about Shabbos, remember, Shabbos only first and sixth. Second through fifth are Geula. What's special about Shabbos? And the first one, Deror Yikra Levein Abbas. It's a Deror, it's a freedom. V'yinsarchem k'mo v'vas. And Hashem guards us. Ne'im shimchem v'lo yishbas. He keeps our name going, he keeps our legacy going. Like Shabbos is all about Hashem guarding us and helping us to survive. If you look in the last paragraph, what's Shabbos all about? It's a chachma, which is a crown on us, and how holy it is. Mitzvah Elokecha, it's a mitzvah of our holy God. Shemor Shabbat Kodshecha, it's a holy Shabbos. It's much more abstract. Again, he never read the Rambam. It sounds like almost the Rambam's description of Olam Haba. What's Olam Haba? You have a crown of knowledge of Hashem and Ruchnius and closest to Hashem on your head. It's just interesting, the progression. The Shabbos originally is much more Hashem's going to reward us, Kilu with Gashmius. He'll guard us and he'll keep our name going. In the last paragraph, it's much more Shabbos as pure Ruchnius. Like, what is Shabbos? It's a Keser of Das, a crown of knowledge. Again, knowledge meaning not knowledge of geometry and calculus, meaning knowledge of the Ruchnius, knowledge of Hashem, knowledge of theology. So it could be there's a progression here. Like the first thing you do Shabbos is something that helps you get through Olam Hazeh, right? Something that helps Hashem guard you, and in the reward for Shabbos, you'll survive all the travails. And then you'll get to the Geula L'Asad Lavo, And what's the ultimate end goal? The ultimate end goal is the Yom Shekulo Shabbos. The ultimate end goal is the Pnimiyat, as it were, the Amkut of Shabbos, which is that Shabbos is the day of Da'at Hashem. Shabbos is the day of our spirituality being a crown and raising us to higher Madrega. And really, that does come even more so after the Ge'ula. So it could be there's some like whole history of the world in here, Beremez. Start with Shabbos as helping you get through like the travails of Olam Hazeh. Then you get to the end of Olam Hazeh. You get the ultimate redemption. And then you get the Yom Shekulo Shabbos. The real goal of Shabbos is not just to be freed from your enemies and for Hashem to smite them and crush them like grapes in a wine press, etc. It is that we would have this pure ruchnius. And if pure ruchnius in the last stanza, that we should have da'at, and that our crown should be not a crown of, you know, not a crown of smiting our enemies and not a crown of agriculture on the desolate mountains, etc. That's all just the preparatory stage. The crown of really closeness to Hashem and knowledge of Hashem, and that we should appreciate the Kedusha of Shabbos. And so I think it's structured very nicely, if I'm not reading into it too much, to start from the more basic level, move through Geula to the ultimate level, Yom Shekulo Shabbos, of what the Pnimiyat of Shabbos is all about.